For a great cup of joe, there's one thing you should know. Your morning brew can also be playful. Buff Boy Brewing guys make the temperature rise, and you surely feel naughty when you swallow our coffee. If you want some real heat, give your mouth a fine treat. You will want some more, rest assured. Buff Boy Brewing, you can't get enough of.
It's time for The Scribble, your weekly fix of celebrity chats, bizarre stories in the news, and basic random chatter with best-selling author and syndicated radio host Jeremy Bradley. Make sure your seat is in the upright and locked position and your barf bag is securely in place. Here's Jeremy Bradley.
Thank you very much, Larson. Jeremy Bradley here. This is The Scribble. Thanks for tuning in at thescribbleshow.com and on SoundCloud and iTunes. Hope you're having a great summer, and it seems to go by really fast, doesn't it? I mean, I gotta say, it's just when you think school is out, and that's the great thing, right? Because traffic is a little bit slower in the summer. People are taking random holidays, right? It's just, it's easy going. And then you look at the calendar and you're like, holy hell, it's almost August already. And that's just one of the facts of life. And I think the time goes a little bit quicker when you're an adult. You know what's interesting? Back in the day when I first started working, and you'd think, you know, your work week is Monday to Friday for most people anyway, and people come in on Monday and they groan, and then it's Tuesday, and then you have people complaining that, oh, it's only Wednesday. And now before you know it, though, I'm just like, I think that Thursday is Friday, and that when Friday comes around. Now, again, I also don't have a Monday to Friday work schedule, so for me, I don't typically work on Fridays. So to me, Thursday is an exciting day because that's our last day of the week. But, you know, I think also you just have to have that optimistic, that positive attitude that really gets you through the day. Do you know what I mean? Like if you sit there and you hum-ha, and I wrote a newspaper column about it a few years ago, that, you know, if you don't like your job, then quit. Like you're not locked into it. People these days treat a job worse than a relationship. I think they're both disposable for many people, but it's all about what you make of it. So if I come in and we have a great time because my job involves talking to celebrities and, you know, being creative and doing fun stuff. I own the company, so it also helps that I enjoy what I do. But, you know, it just, that's what makes time fly. I don't sit there watching the clock, except on Thursdays when it's time to go. But, yeah, anyway, I just thought I'd mention that to you. Now, it's not a good time, though, when you're having a bad day. Let me just get into this story. By the way, 30 minutes of rants on the show today, in case you're wondering where I was going with this. But, you know, you can have a good day. And for me, a couple weeks ago, I was having a really bad day. And here's the deal. I'm not one of those people who thinks that, you know, karma, right? You always hear that. But now I'm kind of sort of leaning in that direction with, you know, when I get older. And maybe I'm just being paranoid, or paranoid's probably the right word, where I'm just like, okay, yeah, I did something bad to someone, or I said something bad, and now it's going to come and bite me in the ass. And so I had a disagreement with a friend a couple of weeks ago, and of course I'm in the right, right? You're always in the right. They're always in the wrong. But certainly this is somebody who has been a friend for a while, wasn't necessarily treating me the best way, and we both identified that, and it ended up me kind of being a little bit, you know, vicious, let's just say. And I felt really good. I'm like, you know what, put him in his place, mic drop moment. And I even actually texted a couple people when I was like, this is what I did, this is what I said, mic drop, I win the battle. Well, sure as hell, about 2 or 3 hours later, that's when I feel that karma is sort of kicking in. That's when things start to happen to me. Here's what happened. I go out to walk the dogs. I just step out of the house and, like, rolled my ankle. And if you've ever done that, it just feels like you want to collapse on the ground, but I was on pavement, so I didn't, because I would get hurt even more. So there's that instant moment of, like, oh my god, I can't stand here. And then I've got the dog leashes that I basically just let them go. And they were in the backyard, so it's not like they got very far. I let go of the leashes. I'm standing there, and I'm kind of like holding my one leg up. Like I was almost just, you know, Nancy Kerrigan, right? If you're old enough to get that reference. Or if you saw I, Tonya, then you understand the reference. And I'm just kind of standing there, almost like your foot's asleep and just waiting it out, right? I'm just going to wait for that tingling and that killer feeling to go away. Okay, fine. So we go do the walk, come back home. And there are two, I have two rabbits in the house, pets. And in the backyard, though, there are these wild rabbits, and they kind of come through this hole in the fence, and they eat the grass and the dandelions or whatever. Really, they should work harder so I don't have to cut the grass as often. But anyway, so it's oftentimes they are in the yard, and then the dogs will see one, and they'll go running. Not to kill them, not to do anything, because, again, we have rabbits in the house, so they've seen them before. They know what they are. And I guess the one little baby rabbit, there's a medium-sized one and a smaller one, he went bolting not to the fence where he would make a good escape. Maybe he was cornered. I don't know exactly. No. He went through the yard and then ran between my house and my shed. And that opening is like less than, I would say, I'm measuring with my hands right now. I would say it's maybe like 3 or 4 inches between my house and my shed. Like, it's very, very small. But the thing is that he can't get anywhere. He's basically trapped, you know, about 8 feet back, and then there's my chimney. He can't go anywhere. He's basically stuck there, and I was like, oh my God. I hope he's not wedged in there, because he's also head first, too, so it's not like, I hope he can turn around. I know the rabbits are quite flexible, and I'm just like, oh, what is going to happen with this? Now, as I'm standing there, there's nothing really you can do to get a wild rabbit out once they're there, right? You're not going to be able to, like, you know, here, come get a carrot. Hey, here, come get some lettuce. They're going to come out when they come out. And as I'm standing there, I notice that my rain pipe that's up against the air conditioning box is fallen on the ground. I thought, okay, well, the rabbit did that when he went running. So I go to connect it. I'm like, wait a second. There's the joint, or the bend, the corner one, that curves is gone. And I'm like, well, where did that go? And I just thought it was really odd. I'm like, okay, well, whatever. So I go and I reconnect it. You know, it was hard, but I had to kind of prop it up, and then now the rain pipe is connected again. So I while I'm looking at the rabbit, I'm like, you know what, I'm going to go to the front of the house, come all the way around to where my shed is now. I'm like, maybe there is an opening that he can get out by the chimney. I don't know. I've never obviously looked that closely before. So I go, and there's kind of a tree on the side of my house, and I go and I'm looking. And as I'm coming around, I notice that the rain pipe in the front is also missing that bendy curved one. And I was like, what the hell? How do you have two of the exact same, the little bendy, you know what I'm talking about? We'll have to find a picture of it and I'll post it somewhere. But I got one in the front yard and one in the backyard, both missing. Like, who the hell steals that? And it's got to be stolen, right? Like, because that doesn't just fall off and disappear or roll away or something. It's stolen. Somebody went on my property and in two really odd places, basically went and stole these two little, you know, tin sort of connector things that are maybe a couple dollars each. And I was just pissed about that. So not only have I rolled my ankle, I've got stolen drain pipes and a rabbit that's potentially trapped. I'm like, you know what? I'm going to fix a drink. I'm going to go inside. I'm going to watch some TV. And I wanted to watch Weekend at Bernie's, because I was talking with my mom a couple days before that, and she mentioned that it's, you know, a funny movie from back in the day. So I did a search on the TV. I'm like, okay, they've got Weekend at Bernie's. So I go to rent it, or whatever, you rent it. And I get an error message on my DVR, or PVR, as us Canadians call it. And I was like, okay, well, I'll just unplug it and plug it in again. Maybe there's just a connection problem. Doesn't work. So then I try to get the tech support on the phone, and it's quicker just to tweet, which I find very funny these days. Like, I would expect that, you know, they would still have people waiting on the phone. No, you get a quicker response when you tweet. So I tweet them, ask about this, I send a picture of the screen, I send a little video of the screen, this is the error that I'm getting, and they go and have me, like, unplug this, hold the reset button, do all this. It fires back up, I try, and then I go and look, half of my shows that I have recorded are gone. Gone, gone, gone. So I tweet them back, I'm like, no, and actually, you know, we've kind of just wiped out a bunch of my stuff. And they said, well, we're going to have to do a service call. And right away my reaction is, whoa, I remember what happened last time, I remember what happened when you guys came in. Well, what happened was, in my house, it was wintertime, the guy was just supposed to bring me a new modem for my office. He was just going to hand me a box and he was going to leave. He did not. He came in with his boots on, covered my floor in snow. You know, Canada's got snow in the winter. And I was livid. I was mad. I said, you know, and I did call and report this at the time. So it's not like I'm just making it up and, you know, but I was like a wounded spouse who's, you know, you left the cupboard door open 6 years ago and I'm not over it. I'm still not over this guy bringing snow all through my house. And so I said, nope, you're not sending somebody to my house to check on this. You're not doing it. No, nobody's coming there. You either fix it on your end or I'm canceling and I'm going to somebody else. That's it. I'm not dealing. I was so impatient by the end of the day. And then they said, well, we'll get a manager to call you back. No manager, by the way, called me back for about 4 days. And so finally I was just like, you know what? I'm actually over it. But I was kind of in a fighting mood that day. And here's where that karma thing's come back. Karma thing. Yeah, I'm now waiting. Like, my house is going to blow up. Something's going to happen. So, again, when it rains, it pours, is what they say. And that's kind of how I felt about this karma thing. I told off and kind of embarrassed a friend, or former friend perhaps now, and then I got bitten myself. But totally unrelated to that person, right? These are just other things that happen in my life. So I want to know if this has ever happened to you. Send me an email, live@jbonair.com, live@jbonair.com. I took a lot of time. We're going to take a break. Back in a moment.
Who are the Kardashians feuding with now? What did that little thug Justin Bieber do this time? Who's getting hitched and who's headed for Splitsville? Hear the latest celebrity news and gossip every day, an entertainment wrap-up. The good, the bad, the ugly, but mostly the ridiculously hilarious. It's all recapped in this daily segment at entertainmentwrapup.com. Have a laugh at the expense of the rich and famous. When they take themselves way too seriously, it's 3 minutes of time-wasting fun at entertainmentwrapup.com. Check out Entertainment Wrap-Up at entertainmentwrapup.com. Brought to you by Speak Free Books.
Jeremy Bradley here, back on The Scribble. Thanks for tuning in at thescribbleshow.com and on SoundCloud and iTunes. I want to go back to my braces that I have here quite a while back, I guess. I told you, when did I have them put on? It was March. Sorry, I've already lost track. But, you know, you go through, if you've ever had braces or your kids have had braces, well, no, if you've had them, you'll be able to relate. Because unless you felt it for yourself, you don't get it. And I still kind of have that little whistle when I say F words. But it's very strange because now I just had a sip of water during the break, and it's not even very cold, but one of my teeth is just really, really sensitive to cold all of a sudden. So I'm not sure what's going on, if it's got something to do with the braces. Maybe I'm just getting old. I don't know. But one tooth that's very, very sensitive. Now, on the subject of drinking things, I just have to say also, too, some days here we tape more than one show, right? We've got our syndicated radio shows, Top of the Charts in the Open Road. We've got Entertainment Wrap-Up. We've got This Scribble podcast. And so some days, depending on the week or whatever it is, we might do the radio shows and then right after that launch into a podcast or the other way around, whatever. And so just before we started this show, we had taped our country music show. And I sat back down after a quick break. We break for lunch. And then I come in and I'm like, why is there a wine glass here? Where did this wine glass come from? And somebody said, you had wine when we were doing the country show. And I truly didn't believe that. Now, here's the deal. Obviously, I'm not drunk, right? I have been having, you know, great dialogue here. Might not have the best memory today. But nevertheless, I'm coherent. I'm not stumbling around drunk or anything. But I just forgot. I had maybe like a half a glass and I just didn't remember. You know, does that happen to you? I'm going to chalk it up to age or just that I've got a lot going on today. That's what I'm going to do. No, it's not like I had a blackout or anything. I just don't remember having a glass. Okay, well then if I'm saying that I did it, then I did it. All right. Or you're just trying to screw with me and make me feel like I am drunk or I'm old. I don't know. Boy, the company I keep here, hey? Has that ever happened to you? Send me an email, live@jbonair.com. We've got a time. I want to go into just another quick story here. Speaking of old, but my grandma, by the way, who is 90, happy birthday to my grandma, just turned 90 this spring. She, back in the day, would write the dates on products of things that she bought. Here's the thing. She would get, let's say, a big can of ketchup because she was in catering and when we had family get-togethers or when we had like baby showers or wedding showers or things like that, not necessarily ketchup, but any, you know, something that you need a big, large quantity of. She would write the date on the container. And really, it was just kind of they wanted to know, her and my grandpa wanted to know how long they've had it, when they got it, you know, if they've got more than one of the thing, you know, which one's older. Sometimes the best before date can tell you, but sometimes things don't have that. And so she would write the date on things, and it became kind of a joke in our family that, okay, I got to write the date on this, I bought it. So a couple of years ago, despite my better judgment, I was shopping with my mom, and I haven't lived with my parents for over 10 years now, but we went out grocery shopping one day, and we did the grocery, we were at Walmart, did the, you know, the fruits, vegetables, the frozen stuff, the what have you, and then we passed the section of, like, the household, the cleaning supplies and what have you, and then there was toilet paper there. And so my mom, she's one of those people that will buy, like, 4 jugs of laundry detergent because it's cheap, even though it's only her and my dad at home. She will get everything, or she'll buy one today, and then she'll get another one next week. I don't know, speaking of forgetfulness, I'm not sure if it's that she forgot that she has it, but it was just such a good price that she had to get more. And so she encouraged me to get 30 rolls of toilet paper, a 30-pack of toilet paper. Now, I've got to tell you, it was just me living in the house. And so when you think about how much time you are away in the course of your day, you're either at work, you're at school, you're not at home 24 hours a day unless you work from home or something like that. So for me, if I'm gone from the house for 10 hours a day, that means I'm not using my bathroom. And then I'm sleeping for however many hours, again, not using my bathroom. And so 30 rolls of toilet paper, I jokingly said to her, that's going to last me a year. So what I did when I got home was I wrote down the date, and I thought, I'm going to put this on my desk in my office, and then obviously when it comes down to the end of the package, that I would mark the date and see how long it actually lasted. Well, it lasted me just shy of 2 years. 2 years, 30 rolls of toilet paper in my house. And that's also from having, you know, company over or, you know, whatever. But I thought it was ridiculous that, you know, when you think about, and you probably don't, like a bottle of shampoo lasts me a very long time. I don't know how long because I don't write the dates on things, but now it's almost got me curious to do this when it comes to things like, you know, how long does this last you? Think of just about things that you normally do. Like I have, so again, there's the shampoo or soap or toilet paper or paper towel or dish soap, laundry soap. Like, all these things last me quite a while. Like, I don't have to replace them very often because it's just me living in my house. Now, it's a different story. We, you know, when I was growing up, my two parents and two brothers and me, we got five of us in the house. So, obviously, you're going through things a lot faster. But, yeah, I don't know. Tell me, how long... A bottle of shampoo. If it's just you, if you live alone, or if you have maybe your own, and, you know, your partner or whatever has a different one, how long does a bottle of shampoo last you? I want to know. Send me an email. Put a date on it. Next time you buy one, write the date, and then report back when it's empty. Live@jbonair.com. Live@jbonair.com.
Ever had something to get off your chest but never had the balls to say it? That's a load of crap. Speak Free with JB.com is exactly what you've been waiting for. Your chance to tell it like it is and not care what anybody else thinks. Have your say on issues of the day. Join newspaper and radio columnist Jeremy Bradley as he tells it like it is. Hundreds of thousands of people have stopped by, including some well-known celebrities who have had a chat with JB and speak candidly about what's really going on in the world. You can join them too. Have a rant or a rave. Be brave and head on over to www.speakfreewithjb.com now.
Jeremy Bradley here back on The Scribble. And again, thanks for tuning in at thescribbleshow.com and on SoundCloud and iTunes. Yeah, everybody has bad days, right? And sometimes it's beyond our control. Sometimes it's what we make of it, right? There's sometimes where we just don't want to be happy. We're just in that mood where everything is going to piss us off and just leave us be. You know what you've had those days. Some people call it Monday, but I had one earlier this week. I'm still kind of fumed about it, all right? I don't know. I had a bad day, a bad evening the night before, and I thought, okay, I'm going to go to bed early. I'm going to sleep it off, and then I'm going to be good the next morning. And I did VapoRub, and, you know, I just kind of, and I had a bath before I went to bed. So that would, you know, calm me. It would ease things. It would relax me. And it did. It did. I had a great night's sleep. I was out cold. I wasn't tossing and turning. I wasn't freaking out. I wasn't, you know, having late night sweats and then trying to figure out how I'm going to carry on with my night. I was out cold. And then I wake up the next morning and I'm still pissed off. And I swear to you, nothing I could do would change my mind. And so I had to leave the house at about, it was, you know, 7 in the morning. And sure enough, there's a big fire and traffic is backed up and nobody's moving anywhere. You're sitting there and you're waiting. And that, of course, is going to make you even madder, right? And so that's how the morning started. And then I thought, okay, fine, whatever. And then it was just a bad mood day all around. I couldn't do it. So then I thought, you know what? I'm going to go out at lunchtime. I'm just going to go. I'm going to get some, like, junk food, some garbage. Some people might call it emotional eating, but a comfort food is what I thought it was. And I'm on the way there, and there's construction, and again, traffic delays, and you're just waiting and waiting. Now, by that time, my stomach, you know, you get all worked up, and then you just, your stomach's kind of uneasy, so then you don't really feel like eating. But you're almost like halfway there. You've invested this much time and effort already, and you can't turn around because you're sitting in traffic and you can't do anything. And then you're just getting madder and madder, and you're looking at the time. Now, I'm the boss, so it doesn't really matter if I'm late coming back from work because, you know, I can do whatever I want. But there's just still, you know, you're kind of like, all right. And I'm not kidding you. There's more. And it's basically now that I'm, it's all traffic kind of stuff. So then, at the end of the day, it's time to go home, and I'm like, okay, you know what? I'm going home. I'm gonna make some chicken and bacon. I'm gonna see the dogs. I'm gonna just relax tonight. Glass of wine, maybe. And wouldn't you know it, there was a car accident, and the street is down to like one lane. Which, you know, in some cities, rush hour, even at the best of times, is a crawl. Well, this was. And so, again, just, there's nothing you can do. Maybe you're more of a positive person than I am, but there was just nothing I could do to shake the mood. Even all day. I thought of just staying home, and then I was like, yeah, you know what, I can't really do that. There's a bunch of stuff that needs to happen, and we gotta take care of some things. And on the way in the morning, and then at lunch, and on the way home, It just couldn't catch a break. Once I was home and I was with the dogs and I had my food, I had a big bowl of ice cream while I was waiting for the chicken. And, but at that point, you're just kind of like, ugh. Like, just what a horrible day. Now, in the moment, you can't laugh about it because it's just not funny to you, right? Everything is pissing you off at that point. And nothing, and even somebody even offered to buy me lunch. This was the thing. Somebody said, you know, will lunch make it better, like mid-morning? And I said, yeah, no, I'm not eating, I'm not hungry, whatever. And I should have just taken that offer instead of venturing out on my own. Like, it was crazy. Why? I don't usually admit to being wrong, but I was wrong. Has this ever happened to you? You just have one thing after the other, and you know, the trouble happens in threes, right? So that's what it was for me. And it was all traffic-related, and in, like, totally different areas of the city. I just couldn't catch a break. The fire in the morning that rerouted traffic, the lunchtime construction that I guess I just didn't know about, and then on the way home, the accident, you've got the fire truck blocking the street, and the police car, and directing traffic. It was just one of those days. Send me an email, live@jbonair.com, live@jbonair.com.
It's never too early to start thinking about your next holiday. Have you checked out Mexico recently? From tequila tasting, swimming with horses, to zip lining through the jungle, and watching whales and dolphins in their natural habitat, Puerto Vallarta has it all. Visit mexico.jbonair.com. to see all the fun PV has to offer. That's at mexico.jbonair.com for hundreds of photos, interviews, and videos from around the tourist hotspot. Check out mexico.jbonair.com for all the fun. That's mexico.jbonair.com.
Jeremy Bradley here, back on The Scribble. You know how when you have bad breath, people will offer you a piece of gum or a mint? And at first they'll make it seem like they're having one for themselves and it's just courtesy to offer you one. It does make you wonder, hey, does my breath stink? So my question to you is that offensive? Is it offensive that, one, somebody feels that your breath is bad enough that you need this? And two, would you rather they just flat out tell you that your breath is bad and just not offer you gum? Now, obviously, you know, the gum or the mint is to convenience them. It's to help them out so they don't have to smell your breath all day. But would you rather somebody just tell you? Because you know what they're getting at when they offer it to you. Or are they just being polite? Are they just sharing? Is that what they're doing? What do you think about this? Send me an email, live@jbonair.com, live@jbonair.com. Somebody says, oh, hey, you want some gum? What's your first thought? Do I have bad breath? Or, oh, that's a nice gesture, thank you, or no thanks. No, you go to the bad breath thing. You really do. And then would you rather they just say, hey, you know what, your breath is kind of, you know, would you mind, what do you think? Or am I just, see, I'm not one of those people who's easily offended, but I just, it kind of just bothers me where it's like, just tell me I've got bad breath then. Really, just tell me I have bad breath. Tell me. Just tell me. I'm fine with it. Send me an email, live@jbonair.com.
Isn't it crazy that you wait for payday, but before you know it, you're strapped for cash again? It's time to stop blowing your money and become a smart spender with the book, The Official Guide to Being an American Cheapskate, at cheapskatebook.com. Learn simple ways to cut costs at home every day and during special times of the year. Don't go broke at Christmas. Don't remortgage the house for a fancy vacation. The book is filled with tips to save you money throughout the year. Check out the best-selling book, The Official Guide to Being an American Cheapskate, at cheapskatebook.com or on Amazon and iTunes.
Jeremy Bradley here on The Scribble again. Thanks for tuning in at thescribbleshow.com and on SoundCloud and iTunes. A while back, it was quite a while back, I mentioned how I don't like when people comment when I get a new haircut, right? Like, it's obvious, because my hair gets really wavy and just uncontrollable when it's longer. And so it's quite noticeable when I get a haircut. And so it drives me insane when people look at you and they see you for the first time after you get a haircut and they say, oh, did you get a haircut? Well, of course I did. It didn't just fall out of my sleep, you know? Or the people who just compliment it. Again, who doesn't like a compliment? But for me, I don't know. It just bothers me. And so that's something that, I don't want to say if you have work done, but you get a haircut, it's noticeable, okay? What happens, though, if somebody gets a boob job? Now, here's where I'm going with this story. There's a story behind this before you start judging me, okay? I was out with a colleague, and we both know somebody at another media outlet, okay? She's not a friend of ours, but we see her quite a bit. We know who she is. She knows us. You know, if we see her, we say hi, what have you. Well, we spotted her out, and she looked noticeably different. You know what? Hell, this is the podcast, I can say it. She got bigger tits is what it looks like, okay? And so I didn't notice it because I just don't check out things like that. Really, I don't. And my female colleague had said, like, oh, look at, you know, so-and-so. I think she got a boob job. Now, this is one of those things where, is it fair game to mention it? Because obviously, here's the deal. With something like that, you're wanting it to be noticed, right? You're wanting people to notice you've got a bigger rack. Don't you? Isn't that why you get it? You don't get them larger for people to not notice them or pay attention to them. So what's the etiquette? Is it fair game to then go and say, like, oh, hey, you got new boobs? What would you do? Honestly, I'm being totally serious about this story because my colleague wanted to approach her and say, like, oh my god, did you get a boob job? And I thought, maybe girls can ask each other that. A guy can't go. Isn't that the whole Me Too Time's Up thing? Really? But yeah, it's awkward. And so it really actually did have me thinking, do you say something to somebody? Like, if it's kind of noticeable, right? And again, same thing if they get, like, a nose job or something, right? The purpose is to look noticeably different, right? You want to look different. So is it okay to point it out? Now, you get your hair cut not necessarily for people to notice or say something, but a boob job is, that's totally superficial. That's something you're wanting people to notice. Send me an email. I would love to know your thoughts on this. Men and women, I want to hear from guys and gals on this one. Send me an email, live@jbonair.com. I think that I would get, like, pepper sprayed or smacked in the face or something if I asked a woman that. Isn't that, that's like a guy asking or saying, you know, oh, well, how far along are you? And you're not pregnant. You're just, you know, whatever. I don't know. Again, live@jbonair.com. And what is the, if you did ask them, do you just come out and say it? Like, how do you bring this up? How do you approach the subject? Again, live@jbonair.com.
We hear you chirping. Get scribbling. Tweet up the scribble at the Scribble Show. Join the discussion with Jeremy Bradley. It's all going down right now on Twitter at the Scribble Show and at thescribbleshow.com.
On the Twitter at the Scribble Show, my name is Jeremy Bradley. This is The Scribble again. We're online at thescribbleshow.com, SoundCloud, iTunes, and actually, from what I understand, picked up on a couple other different podcast networks. So thanks to everybody who subscribes and chimes in. Feel free to give me a shout anytime. It's always awesome hearing from you. My email address is live@jbonair.com, live@jbonair.com. And remember, we've got the latest celebrity news, gossip, headlines, the highs, the lows, the ups and downs, the laughable, the sad, every day at entertainmentwrapup.com, and lots of celebrity friends join me on the radio and right here on this podcast. Have a listen to those interviews at speakfreecelebwatch.com. Speakfreecelebwatch.com. Talk to you next week. Bye-bye, everybody.
Want more Scribble? Check out thescribbleshow.com for past shows, celebrity interviews, cheapskate tips, and more. That's at thescribbleshow.com and on Twitter at The Scribble Show. The Scribble is a speak-free media presentation.
If you want some real heat, give your mind.